Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
Right now, students are still applying and going to college in record numbers because there's still the privilege. There's I deserve it. It's what I've been told. It's what I've done. It's what I did. It's what I've told my kids. It's what the system. It's what everybody told my kids. My kids did it, so we deserve it. So feel like they need to deliver or follow through on what they said, right? It's like telling Junior if he gets an A, he's going to get a car. Tell Junior he's going to get A's for 10 years and he gets to go to college. Then the guilt sets in. So they follow through by leveraging up, by pinching pennies. And even then, the gap just seems to keep getting wider and wider. You have tuitions rising faster than inflation, and you have income stagnated. And you can't default on student debt. No. Congress said so.
Right. You cannot even discharge them in bankruptcy.
But you also can't get blood out of a turnip. So if you get out of college and you can't find a job with the current employment situation, especially for college graduates, which is better than high school graduates, but still dismal in comparison to the not too recent past. So they're having a hard time finding the jobs that qualify their major. Oh, they're finding jobs. Jobs continue to grow in the American economy, though it's not necessarily in the sectors that they are qualified with their college education. So they're getting employment, but they're getting the same kind of employment they might have gotten if they didn't go to college at all. The idea is then that they can't get a job to pay for the mountains of debt. And that's what I mean by you can't get blood out of a tournament. They can't find the income to pay. There's only one, two choices. They don't pay their debt. And increasingly you're seeing that. Oh, they're being harassed and hassled. And whatever wages they get are garnished. Their tax returns are garnished. And they're putting up with the constant harassment. Because they just decide that they have other things they have to pay money for. Like rising gas prices and rising food prices. And they're moving home in record numbers. So they can't pay their debt. It's not sustainable. Something's got to give. That gap is widening, which is creating stress. And you have colleges that are in bad financial shape. They're not competitive. There's too many of them. There's an overbuilding colleges. This has been a historic boom that could be going bust. In the short run, the bad news is there's going to be less opportunity for college. In the long run, we're going to come down to a more manageable equilibrium. Maybe the debt problem will be solved because the prices will fall, because colleges will cut capacity or students will slow demand, and college will become more affordable.
For more information about Creative Marbles Educational Consulting Services, please contact us at info@creativemarbles.com. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.